PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words masterpiece and gasp.
It's a normal day downtown where Becky, Word Girl Botsford, gets ready for another difficult art class.
Hey, Bob, does this look like a bunny? You could have just said no.
All right, class, I'd like you to close your mouths and open your hearts to our newest student. Theodore McAllister III.
Oh, Miss Champlain, that's so formal. We're all friends here. Please, call me Toby.
Toby? Ooh, that's a fun name.
Yes, it is.
What's Toby doing here?
I don't know.
Talking to Bob.
Oh, sorry.
Greetings, fellow artists. It is my pleasure to join your ranks and be a part of a glorious future of art. My, what a charming painting. I should have no problem being the best artist here. Oh, why, Becky, hello. My word, it's been such a long time. When was the last time we saw one another?
When you tried to destroy my house with robots.
Oh, yes, my, that was ages ago.
Wouldn't you be more comfortable over there?
Well, although I'm not particularly fond of you either, I don't know anyone else here in class. It's pretty awkward.
Today, we are going to use our souls and our paintbrushes to bring to life the inner struggle and desires of this bowl of fruit.
Ha! A bowl of fruit? This should take me about 5 seconds. Prepare to witness the painting of a masterpiece.
Uh-huh, great.
Peculiar. That doesn't look at all like a banana.
Yikes.
I don't understand.
I do. You're just not that great at art. It's okay, I'm the same way.
What? That's preposterous. I, Theodore McAllister III, am good at everything.
Except art.
There must be something wrong with this brush.
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes more? But I'm nowhere close to painting my masterpiece. Oh, thank goodness. Yours is actually more hideous than mine.
Nope. Yours is worse.
You guys, this isn't a competition, but if it were, Becky's is better.
Running out of time! Here, paint a bowl of fruit immediately! Well done. Well, I know you're all anxious to see my masterpiece, so here it is.
Toby, did you just have that robot paint that for you?
What? No.
Toby, this is unacceptable.
Looks like you painted yourself into a corner, Toby.
I find these accusations insulting. I painted this masterpiece.
No, you didn't.
All right, but I created the robot that painted this masterpiece. Thus, I myself am a great artist.
No, Toby. It means that I will have to tell your mother you didn't complete your assignment.
Mother? Oh, I bet you'd like to, but you will never get the chance! You've seen how well my robot paints. Now let's see how well it sculpts!
We gotta stop that robot. Let's get out of here.
You get a front row seat, art buddy.
How thoughtful.
Now, my faithful robot, turn that bus into a sculpture!
Woo!
are you doing?
Ooh. Well, that's nice.
No, you fool! Destroy the bus! Crush it! Crush it! No, don't paint! Destroy! We've talked about this! How dare you defy me! I'm your master!
Mr. Robot, that is some mural.
I guess I think it's pretty.
I've never seen such artistic prowess from a student.
What about me?
From a student made of metal.
Oh, metal.
You have truly created a glorious masterpiece.
Well, I suppose it's good, but it's no masterpiece.
Sure it is. A masterpiece means a flawless example of skill or excellence, like that beautiful skyscraper. Or Bob's haircut.
Here's a shiny sticker.
That sticker should be mine! All right, that's it, Mr. Artist Robot. It's time to do what you're supposed to, whether you like it or not. Berserker mode! Oh, I love the sound of people gasping in fear.
It relaxes me.
I think this is our cue. Word up!
Now, Miss Champlain, I'll ask you to please join me as I paint my real masterpiece all over this city!
Your robot looks tired, Toby. I think it needs a nap!
Oh, word girl. How lovely to see you again. I admire your spirit, but can't wait to see it run!
Uh-oh. All right, robot. Prepare to be dismantled once and for all. Huggy?
Do you think Word Girl's actually been...
defeated? Yes! Feel free to gasp. I defeated Word Girl. I defeated Word Girl. La, la, Lulu. Would you stop that? What's going on here?
We're posing for his painting. We're a spring flower. Apparently, it's abstract. I don't get it.
This is unacceptable. You went against my commands again!
Now that is the power of art.
Oh, I've had enough of all of this. Robot, smash! Destroy!
Maybe your remote's broken.
It's fine.
Battery's dead?
I checked them this morning. Well, you three must think you're so cute.
Well, we're kind of cute, yeah.
We'll just see how cute you look after my super robot gets through with you.
What's that sound?
Now that's a gasp.
Meet my masterpiece, the...
Wait, I thought the artsy robot was your masterpiece.
What? No, he's no masterpiece. He's mediocre, pedestrian, second rate.
No, I'm pretty sure you called him your masterpiece.
I'll check the tape.
Quiet, you. Regardless, you'll have quite a difficult time defeating my super robot. Yeah, I hit the samba button. All right, seriously, you people are very distracting.
Okay, this robot is a masterpiece.
I told you. Where's my shiny sticker?
I ran out.
That's not fair!
All right, Super Robot, time for a monkey attack!
Double tummy plate! Just installed it. I've fixed that little flaw.
Good for you. Is that all you got? but it's not gonna help us at all. You know, guys, I don't think we have enough firepower to bring this super robot down.
Just one push of this button, my super robot will defeat you all!
Will Word Girl, Captain Huggy Face, and this very artistic robot be defeated by this super robot?
Is that robot crying?
I guess so.
Now that is the power of...
Don't say it.
Art.
Wow, Artsy. Great job.
That's it. You're all going to pay. I shall end this once and for... Where's my remote?
You mean this? Go ahead, gasp away.
Oh, Word Girl, my old friend. You're not upset about the whole trying to defeat you with my little harmless super robot thing, are you? This is absurd. I will not stand for this.
Actually, you kind of already are.
Oh, my. It just keeps getting better and better. A true masterpiece.
I thought you said you ran out of stickers.
I bought more.
Oh, this couldn't be more embarrassing. I hate art.
I have to admit, I'm really starting to like it.
Well, that's that. All neat and tidy. Like that darling little boy blue outfit.
Oh, stop it.
Be sure to tune in next time for another gasp-inducing masterpiece of an episode.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is smash. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word. You okay?
That's funny. The word is smash and you smashed your hand. You could also say you struck, hit, or whacked your hand.
Well, Tommy, while you did correctly define smash, you didn't buzz in, so... Yes, Phil?
What he said?
Well, that... It technically is correct. Congratulations, Phil. You are today's winner.
Oh, man. Ow.
Huggy, show Phil what he's won. The official Word Girl Styrofoam statue of Dr. Two Brains!
Ooh.
Oh, Huggy, that's the third one you've smashed today. Well, that's okay, big fella. Phil, I think there's one left in the back. That's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Psst, listen for stubborn and compromise.
When we last saw Chuck the evil sandwich-making guy, he was busy making sandwiches. But, you know, in an evil kind of way. Since then, Chuck has gone to jail, turned his life around, and is now...
Chuck, the awesome pencil and rubber band selling guy, who still really likes sandwiches.
Nice compromise.
Hey, Chuck. Wait, you know what? I like to call my employees by their last name. What's your last name?
Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy... Guy!
Now, listen, Guy. I took a big chance hiring you to sell pencils and rubber bands, what with you being a former scourge of the city and all.
Thank you.
I have to hand it to myself. I was right. And you're doing a great job. That's why you are my top salesman.
Thanks, Mr. Callahan.
Oh, don't mention it.
Mr. Callahan, sir. What would you like for lunch?
Oh, lunch. Well, I could go for anything. I mean, spaghetti, pizza, tacos, fried rice, more tacos. Anything. Anything at all. anything but sandwiches.
No,
Boy, do I hate sandwiches. Call me stubborn, but I will not eat them. Never have. I don't like how they look, how they smell. I don't even like the word sandwich. Sandwich. What's that even mean?
Wait, but sir, I...
Please. Nope, I refuse to compromise on this. I hate sandwiches. I hate sandwiches. Once I start saying it, I can't stop. I hate sandwiches. I hate sandwiches. I hate sandwiches. I hate...
Hate sandwiches, huh? Anything but sandwiches, huh? Well, we'll see how much he hates sandwiches when I get through with him. Oh, no. Guys, I think there's a paper jam here. I hate these things.
Meanwhile, in the park, under a tree...
I'm telling you, Violet, we should paint a unicorn for our art project. They're the most beautiful creatures on Earth.
But not as pretty as the Pegasus. There's no better symbol of beauty and strength than the winged horse.
Yeah. If only there were a way to compromise. I mean, they're both horse-based creatures.
I've got it. What if we create a new animal, combining the wings of a Pegasus...
with the horn of a unicorn, and we call it a...
Pegacorn!
Huh.
Yeah. Back to square one.
What? Oh, Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, done with sandwiches and evil. Huh. Good for him.
Oh, hey there, guy. Burning the midnight oil, I see. I knew I was right to hire you.
We need to talk about what you said earlier, Mr. Callahan.
About hiring you?
Not about that. I need to talk to you about sandwiches.
Huh? What's to talk about? I hate them. No two ways about it. I hate sandwiches. I hate sandwiches. I hate sandwiches!
I tried being good! I was... You pushed me! I got pushed!
Hey, nice outfit.
You picked the wrong day to hate sandwiches, Mr. Callahan, for I am Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy.
Okay.
For every delicious sandwich you refuse to eat, I will dump some goop into your vat. Like this. Well, where'd I put that button? Oh, I know it's around here somewhere.
Hey, guy, is that it?
Oh, man, I accidentally put the button in there. How am I gonna reach it?
Well, I can push it for you.
Really? You'd do that?
Well, sure, why not? Anything for my top salesman.
Thanks. Okay, just wait for me to give you the go sign.
No problemo.
All right, let's start the ball rolling with the tuna sandwich!
Yeah, too sandwichy.
Then you leave me no choice!
Was that the go sign?
Yeah.
Okay. I rather like it.
That's right. Feel my wrath. Hey, anybody want this? I hate to waste a perfectly good tuna sandwich here.
At that very moment, across town...
A unisys?
No. A pegacorn?
Okay, this is ridiculous. We have got to settle this once and for all.
How about we compromise and call it a pegacorn?
That's not a compromise.
Sure it is.
No, a compromise is when I give a little and you give a little and we come to an agreement.
Oh, compromise. Oh, how about we call it a pega-unisys corn?
Yeah, pega-unisys corn.
Pega-unisys corn. Not a great name.
No. What's going on?
There's a sandwich giveaway! Can you believe it? Free sandwiches!
A sandwich giveaway?
And I heard there's a villain covering his boss in goo.
This is a weird city.
You've got that right.
Violet, I was just thinking, maybe we can't decide which name to use for our creation, because we're too close to the problem.
Too close?
Yeah, maybe we need to go off on our own for a while and think about it. You know, on our own.
I see. Just like the mighty winged pegacorn, alone in a pasture, our thoughts will take flight.
Right, yeah. Well, bye.
Bye!
Ready, Bob? Word up!
Not even the most hard-hearted could resist roast beef. With a jus sauce.
Nah.
Okay, who wants it? Hit it! BLT.
Yuck.
Turkey on rye.
More like turkey on bye-bye.
Cheese steak!
The moment is tense. The crowd waits. Will the stubborn Mr. Callahan say yes?
No.
Guess not.
You got any slaw?
Whoa! Hey, you're that hairy little crime fighter. And where there's a hairy little crime fighter, there's usually a... work girl!
That's right, Chuck. Hey, what's going on? I mean, I thought you were doing so well at your new job.
I was. You know, the hours were good, the people were nice, all the pencils and rubber bands I could hope for.
So what happened?
This guy hates sandwiches.
Hidey-ho.
So?
Well, I gave him a chance to say he likes them, but he wouldn't give in. He's being all, you know, oh, what's the word?
Stubborn? It means to have a belief that you don't want to give up.
Yeah, that's it. He's being stubborn, and I'm trying to,
compromise. Find a solution that works for both of you.
Wow. Back-to-back word lessons.
Yeah, it's a twofer. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that you're back to crime, Chuck, because it just means that I have to defeat you again.
Oh, yeah? Well, defeat this word, girl and hairy guy. Catch some ketchup. Get it?
Look out, honey.
Must have the mustard. And I will relish the relish. Hold it! One false move and Callahan hits the goop button!
Oh, yeah? Well, wait, he's going to hit the button and goop himself?
Yeah, I accidentally put the button in the vat.
And I offered to help.
Thanks again.
No problem, you're my best salesman.
Quick question, Mr. Callahan?
Yes?
Why don't you not hit the button and not goop yourself?
And go back on my offer? Never.
Okay, then, why don't you compromise and at least taste one of the sandwiches?
But I don't like sandwiches.
Just try one.
No, I'll stick to my way.
But your way will have you up to your ears in goop.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my way.
Boy, you're stubborn.
I know, right? Well, I've only got one sandwich left. No one can resist peanut butter and jelly with the crust cut off. My sandwich!
Good work, Huggy. Wait, was eating the last sandwich part of the plan?
Now you've done it, hairy guy! You have sealed Mr. Callahan's fate! Press the button! Whoa, where'd he go?
Huggy, emergency plan number 178!
That tie was beautiful.
What happened in there?
I thought I saw a nickel on the bottom of the vat.
Through all that goop?
Well, I have good eyesight. After all that excitement, I'm actually a little hungry. I could really go for a grilled cheese right about now.
Are you kidding?
Is this some sort of a joke?
What?
A grilled cheese is a sandwich.
That's why they call it a grilled cheese sandwich.
Huh. I never put that together before.
Oh, brother.
You mean to tell me that I'm going to jail because you didn't know that a grilled cheese is a sandwich?
Well, you learn something new every day, I guess.
This doesn't seem fair.
Sorry, Chuck. Really, sorry.
There goes my number one salesman. Hey, anyone know where I can get a grilled cheese in this part of town?
And so, Word Girl has heroically saved the world's most mind-bogglingly stubborn man.
You can say that again.
No, I don't think I can.
Becky! I figured it out! Pega Corna Unisissi Corna Un! See? Compromise!
Join us again next time, where we never compromise on quality for another pulse-pounding episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word smash. Ready to play the bonus round?
I think so, Bo.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for smash. Okay, time's up, Phil.
Mr. Botsford is really stomping on those grapes. I'm going to go with
Number 3.
That's correct, Phil. You've won the bonus round. Huggy's showing his special prize. Yes, you get to borrow Mr. Botsford and his grape smashing abilities for an entire week.
What am I supposed to do with him?
You're hurting the man's feelings, Phil. I'll see you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
One of my favorite words is adventure because it makes me think of a beginning of a big long memory full of laughter and excitement and a great journey to remember.
My favorite word is pugnacious because it sounds really funny. It means when someone enjoys fighting. I'm a little pugnacious. Well, that's what my mom says. My brother's a little pugnacious. So is my other brother. And kind of my sister.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what annoyed means. That's right! Annoyed means to be bothered or displeased. Congratulations, Huggy. Annoyed.